U.S. Representative Josh Brickeen supports the Secret Service Director's resignation. Potential consequences for the Oklahoma County Jail and the Twisters movie is taking off at theaters. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, July 23rd. I'm Deborah Ashar. Congressman Josh Brickeen of Oklahoma and other U.S. lawmakers toured the area in Pennsylvania where a shooter attempted to assassinate former President Donald Trump. Brickeen says there were 50 buildings within 500 yards of Trump's rally July 13th. He said in a TV interview, there were so many vulnerabilities, it was clear the director of the Secret Service needed to resign.
I think she did the right thing. And accountability, when you say that, you know, the buck stops here, then you really have to put action behind that wording.
Brickeen is a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. He says the investigation now needs to focus on the Secret Service's procedures and personnel. The State Health Department is taking legal action after being denied entry into the Oklahoma County Jail twice for routine inspections. The State Health Commissioner has issued a compliance order demanding the jail to allow inspectors into the facility or start paying fines or be prepared to appear before an administrative law judge. The facility has until July 31st to comply or face fines up to $10,000 per day. A state judge ruled Oklahoma cannot enforce its ban on using certain banks for state business due to their support for green energy. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has more on the case.
Oklahoma enacted the Energy Discrimination Elimination Act in 2022. It allows the state treasurer to create a list of banks that don't support the oil and gas industry, then ban state agencies and pension funds from doing business with them. The Oklahoma Public Employee Retirement System estimates it would cost them nearly $10 million to stop working with blacklisted banks. Don Keenan is a state government retiree. He sued State Treasurer Todd Russ late last year, saying Oklahoma was using his retirement money to make political statements. Last week, a judge ruled in Keenan's favor and issued a permanent block on enforcing the blacklist. Attorney General Gentner Drummond's office says they plan to appeal this ruling to the Oklahoma Supreme Court. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The new movie Twisters had a whirlwind opening weekend. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly has more on its box office success.
Twisters is the half-sequel, half-remake of the 1996 film Twister.
The once-in-a-generation tornado outbreak continues across Oklahoma.
We've never seen tornadoes like this before, and we need your help.
No, I don't chase anymore.
Kate, we can save lives.
Twisters beat forecasts with the third-best opening weekend of the year. The main character in Twisters is Kate. She works for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. The real administration consulted on Twisters and has plenty of advice for the public. Number one, unlike in the film, do not seek shelter from tornadoes under overpasses. Stay in your car or lay down in a low area below the level of the road. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.